Hi, welcome to Declaring Your Destiny, a ministry that helps you declare with faith for what you are believing for God to do in your life. Well, today we are going to talk about calorie-free food, soul food, that is. Physically speaking, we can do without many things, I am sure, but none of us can go very long without food. And I don't know about you, but I don't go very long without food. Eating is really just very necessary for our survival. We know that. But I believe that most of us want to do more than just survive. We want to thrive. We want to be nourished and we want to grow. We want to be strong. And when we were born again, we did receive the divine life of God into us. So it's very essential that life grow in us. Nothing is more important to our Christian life than being nourished with the Word of God for both our sustenance and our spiritual growth. If we want to thrive and grow physically, then surely as believers, we will want to thrive spiritually to grow. So you ask, how can we grow spiritually? Is there some kind of food that we can eat? Well, there is. And it's called soul food, and it is calorie free, my friends. Woo, calorie free food. Tell me some more about that. Well, the Bible points out the type of spiritual food that we receive from God's word: milk, bread, honey, and meat. And the Bible teaches that the Word of God is like food for the soul and helps believers grow spiritually. If we look in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, it says, like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. So we see here that God's word provides milk. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, it reads in part, and he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna. So beyond the physical nourishment that manna provided, it also symbolizes some other truths. I'm just going to go over these really briefly, but the spiritual needs, manna provided spiritual needs. If you look in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, which is later quoted by Jesus, it emphasizes that humans don't live by bread alone, but by every word from the mouth of the Lord. Also, Jesus as the bread of life in John chapter 6, verse 38, it highlights that while manna met the physical needs of the Israelites, it didn't prevent death. In contrast, Jesus, the true bread from heaven, offers spiritual life. And then finally, if we look in Psalms chapter 78, verses 23 through 25, it refers to manna as the bread of angels falling like snow from the sky. And then, of course, finally, if we look at Psalm 119, verse 103, it talks about honey. It's a verse from the Bible that says, how sweet are the words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. This verse really expresses the idea of spiritual taste. The words of God are compared to honey, which is sweet to the taste. The verse shows a soul filled with God. And if we look in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, the prophet Jeremiah wrote, when your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. And Psalm 34, verse 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. The use of food. The food metaphor and scripture really demonstrates the importance of consuming God's word, that we need to make it a part of us, an everyday part of us. It's not just about reading scripture, but it's also about kind of chewing on it, just really grabbing into it, meditating, reflecting on the meaning of the word. And it also teaches us, the word also teaches us how we can apply what we're reading. So spiritual food for the soul nourishes our inner being. It provides sustenance and growth. It connects us to God and helps us deepen our faith. Doesn't that sound wonderful? There are different forms of spiritual food, though. It can be things like prayer, Bible reading, studying the Bible, going to Bible study, and even taking the sacraments such as communion. So regular study and meditation on scripture allow us to know God's his heart and his plan for our lives. And his word does strengthen us. Just like food strengthens us, the word is like food. It serves as a spiritual nourishment. And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, Jesus emphasized this when he was tempted by the devil, saying, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Although Jesus didn't eat for 40 days, he still had the strength to defeat temptation by the devil. And so obviously it wasn't the food that gave him strength. It was the word of God that gave him strength. When we pray, we are communicating with God. It is like feeding our souls. It's developing a deeper connection with God. It also, the food, soul food also is used as like things like communion. If you participate in communion, communion symbolizes our union with Christ. It reminds us of the sacrifice that he made in the eternal life that we receive through him. Soul food also provides insights and knowledge, understanding principled ideas and aligning our actions with them feeds our hunger for purpose and meaning. Reflecting on what is true and valuable in life provides absolute spiritual sustenance. And of course, experiencing God's love. Spiritual food allows us to encounter God's love and his presence. It draws us closer to him. It enriches our souls and it helps us grow in our faith. So you see, the Lord's word can and does feed us. They are life. So as we begin the life of faith, we do need milk. As we grow, though, we transition to solid food. But if we do not consume the food, we gain no nourishment. And without this nourishment, we become weak in our faith. So taste and see that the Lord is good. His word is sweeter than honey, which comes from the honeycomb. So here's the point. We will not grow without feasting on the word of God. Man must not live on bread alone, but for on every word that comes from the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. If you believe that, then feed on the riches of God's word and grow in your relationship with the Father. It's really that simple. It really is. Calorie-free food, soul food. I really hope that this has helped you or maybe encouraged you to feast on the word of the Lord. I hope that you like it. Please share if you find it helpful. Maybe somebody else would like to hear it. Subscribe to our channel. And also, if you have a testimony or you'd like to share your journey with Jesus, please just email us at declaringyourdestiny1@gmail.com. Well, until next time, God bless.